thank you.
There you go.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You're Wade Patterson?
Saunders.
Saunders, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Okay.
And what's your name?
I'm Jason. Jason Evans.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm good. We'll go ahead and get started. I guess just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I have prior active duty experience back in 97 and 93, and I had got out for the, you know, the GI Bill. I ended up starting on a degree, which I finished at University of South Carolina. It was on computer science. And now I've rejoined the reserves not too long ago, November 09.
Okay.
Just because I had a 12-year break. And, kind of with the economic downturn, I kind of had time to think about what I really wanted to do in life versus what where my career was taking me. And so I joined the reserves, mainly at the influence of my wife. She's also a reservist.
Okay.
Now I'm at 415th Chemical, 415th Chemical Brigade, which is based out of Donaldson Center in Greenville.
Okay.
And I'm up here, as you probably already know, competing for the best warrior at the reserve in the soldier category.
I'm sorry, in the what category?
Just soldier of the year category.
Okay.
Was there anything, was there any information that you wanted to know in particular? I mean, as far as...
Before we get into the competition, so you're from the Pickens area?
Not originally, but we've moved there. We've been there for 6 years now. It's actually closer to Dacusville than Pickens, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
With the line there. We actually live on, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Conley Road. That's right off the Highway 8.
Okay. What brought you to the Pickens area?
We had lived in, when we first came to the area, the upstate area, we'd moved to Malden and lived in the subdivision. And I told my wife, no matter, whatever we did, we were going to move out to the country and kind of get away from the suburbia of Greenville.
Yeah.
It was something that I always wanted to do, so we bought a piece of land and it's a Pickens area there. That's pretty much, even though we're not, kind of young to be thinking about it, but that's pretty much our retirement.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Oregon. And stay the rest of our lives, or at least be based there. So. I've got a 13-year-old son that's pretty much been raised in the area. Gone to Vegasville Middle School and getting ready to go to high school next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's been a big part of the community as far as, playing rec sports.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay. Okay, I guess we can start talking about the competition itself. Have you done anything, any sort of competition like this before?
I have. Last year, there's several, just to explain to you how these things go, there's several levels of competition before you get to this level.
Okay.
And it usually starts off along with the ranking structure of the different units. You have company, then you have battalion, then you have a brigade competition, and then you have a theater competition, which is a larger organization made up of different brigades. And then after that competition, you have this, which is the entire Army Reserves, which represents somewhere in the neighborhood of 205,000 soldiers. And last year, I competed last year as an engineer. I changed my, I don't want to throw a bunch of jargon at you, but I changed my job in the military from I was originally a combat engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And changed to a chemical specialist. And last year when I was still an engineer, I actually went up through several of the different competitions up to 412 Tech. So, and Tech being the theater command for the engineers. So I made it pretty far last year, but not far enough to get here. And so this year, I definitely had it in mind that I wanted to try it again. And being in a different unit, the 415th Chemical Brigade, it was a totally new avenue of approach, different competitions at different places and everything. So it was interesting going back through that, through a different channel. And we fall under the 335th Signal Command.
Fall under the 335th what?
Signal Command. Signal, that's like radio signal.
Okay.
And that was my last competition before getting here was their competition in Augusta, Georgia. The one before that was actually our brigade competition, which was hosted in Greenville, there at the Donaldson Center. So it's kind of interesting, when you want to compete in something like this, it's not just, something that you raise your hand and, I want to compete. You pretty much have to compete against your peers for the right to go up and represent your group. So it's a really, really neat event. And something that, helps you develop yourself as a soldier, basic soldier skills. And also on the professional side as well. So with, public speaking, high pressure events,
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
Well, I know that each competition is comprised of many different events.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a stage that you think that you excel at one over the others?
Well, I'm a big exercise fanatic, so anything physical, I tend to excel at, really well. Like this morning was our Army physical fitness test for this competition, and I came in first in the run, and I don't know about overall, but I'm going to say if I'm not first, I'm not far off of the top five.
Okay.
So the physical part, like I said, I enjoy, I excel at. The other parts, it's just a lot of time studying, and I've prepared quite a bit for this. So I think I'm in, you know, really good shape, or really good position to, you know, to do a good job and represent my my fellow soldiers well. I also understand that Pickens County is one of the highest concentrations of Medal of Honor winners.
Yeah.
In the country.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I believe we have, it's either four or five from this area.
Right. So that kind of motivates me and gives me the feeling that that I'm coming from an area that you know, has a rich history in military service.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of helps motivate me.
I bet, yeah.
But, like I said, I definitely call, you know, Pickens home. Even though I'm kind of a transplant, it's the only place that I really want to live.
Where are you originally from?
Originally from New Mexico, if you can believe it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, a little town called Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Okay. What brought you to this area of the country?
Well, the military brought me to the South and kept me in the South, which I loved. I loved as soon as I got here. Our last active duty military assignment was in Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And from Savannah, my wife had gotten out. I'd gotten out before she did, out of active duty service, and got my degree, and then started working and worked at the Gulfstream Aerospace in Savannah. And my wife had gotten out and was starting her schooling, so we were kind of relying on my income. So I had found a better job in Greenville for a company called Allhold Information Services. You know, they're the ones that owned Philo and a bunch of grocery stores up and down the East Coast. But that's what brought me down here, particularly that area. So I guess I have them to thank. But we found that place. You know, we found, you know, Pickens and the Dacusville, you know, community, and just fell in love.
Okay.
Got to know all the people, and you know, it just has been a great experience living here.
Okay, so the competition will be over Saturday, is that right?
Yes, that's right. And they won't announce until Friday, the winner. I know they're posting pictures on Flickr, if you're familiar with that site.
Yeah.
They have I think it's called My Reserve. I think it's My Reserve, My Army Reserve under Flickr, and then also Facebook. If you need more specification than that, I'm sure the PAO person that you just talked to can give you an actual address. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I know they've already posted pictures from this morning on there, so.
And then the winner of this competition will go on to another competition, is that correct?
Right. There's from this level, there's only one other competition, and that's the Department of Army competition, which is all branches. I don't know if branches is the right word. All components of the Army compete. So that's regular Army, all the units in the regular Army, all the units, or the, whoever the winner is for the National Guard, and then the Reserve. So this, I'd be, you know, whoever wins this would be the representative for the Reserve of the entire Army. So, and that one's in, I believe, in September.
Okay.
So, and needless to say, each time you move up, it's the competition gets a little stiffer, and the activities get, you know, definitely increase in difficulty. So it's really kind of a real fantastic thing that a reserve soldier who only does this, you know, maybe not even part-time, like maybe a fifth of the time, you know, can compete at that level to where you have someone that does that for a living, you know, 24 hours a day. Yeah. Really, there's a lot for, you know, these part-time soldiers, but they can, you know, juggle life and be able to do that.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of sacrifice.
Okay, well, unless there's anything else you'd like to add, I don't think I have anything else for you.
No, just you know, that I hope to represent the Pickens community.
Okay.
And, you know, do a good job. That's pretty much it.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
I appreciate your interest, and it's definitely been nice talking to you. I appreciate
I've enjoyed this.
The opportunity to, you know, to kind of share a little bit of my story, even though it's not much.
Well, I mean, it's definitely inspiring. I wish you the best of luck in your competition.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, well, you have a good day.